Yes, everybody, welcome to Stretford Paddock. This wasn't the screen I intended to start on. I'm going to change it, though. I'm going to go to the one I meant to start on. Meant to start on that one and say, do you know what? This is the Stretford Paddock podcast today. I'm going to reveal to you, using something new to show you. Here are my guests. Pow! We have got Jay Motti, we have got Joe, and we've got Adam McCullough.
Hello.
We're finding all sorts of apps that we didn't know existed because we've got to find ways to be able to communicate with you guys. So, lads, how's it going? How have you been coping? And can I show you this? Max, are you ready for this? I could put your comment on the screen. Max saying, do not be late. Oh,
it's a great time for apps, guys.
Apps are the new cans. So get your comments in and we can put you on the screen. Ross Murphy like this saying, hello. Hello. My mind is blown. My mind is absolutely blown.
Let me just say, I'm nicking all of this stuff that I'm seeing.
Yeah, hang on. Corey, up the paddock. Up the paddock. All right, so I've called this full-time Devils versus paddock.
Are we fighting?
Just like each other. No, I just don't have any idea what the fuck to call a
podcast. Aren't we supposed to have beef?
Fucking this minute.
Yeah, let's have some beef. Let's make some fake beef.
Are we supposed to have beef? I'm sure like all fan channels have beef together, right?
Make some up.
Isn't that...
eat beef, though. He's like,
yeah, but I'll have a protein-based fucking, you know, tofu dish that's all he's getting shit on, isn't it?
So. Anyway, do we like this with loads of people on a podcast? Do you like it or what? I think it's pretty good, this.
I like it.
Andrew Horridge there with Viva the Paddock. Viva the Paddock.
Yeah. What so someone far. Said is, bless him, what's the topics today? Like, we've planned anything. We've done about 10 videos this week each. How the hell we got anything else to talk about?
Mate, you're talking to a professional. This is, look at this.
Oh, look at you, says, you little...
And I quote, Igalo, Sancho, yes, / no. So, plenty to talk about.
Oh, I've got a notepad and a plant behind me. I'm the next Jim White. Piss off.
Do you know what I mean?
Shocking behaviour. Joe, you wanted to talk about... what you've been up to? What is your routine that you've been?
Yeah, I want to hear the thing that makes this time so special, and I mean special not in a good or bad way, but definitely in a bad way. Is we're all having to do different things. Everyone's life's all different, and I want to know what everyone's been up to. I want to know how. I want you to all talk me through your little quarantine sort of a day in the life, because I basically wake up, go on my laptop, lay in bed, try and sort of. Get some sort of shower momentum going, because I can't just like stand up and have a shower. I have to like think about it for ages. So I'll get some sort of shower momentum built up, then I'll have a shower, then just start doing the news video and that. And basically today, look, still in the pajamas, so very professional, isn't it? But I'm liking it so far. Is anyone else? Has anyone lost their mind a little bit?
Hold on, Joe. You've got to about 11 o'clock in the morning in your
okay.
day so far.
Well, so all right.
What else is happening?
Okay, so then I go for my walk, because we've been all been given one walk a day. We've been given some exercise.
I've got
a coupon for a walk, and I'm the sort of person that would never have normally even gone for a walk. But now I know I'm only allowed one. You won't catch someone doing more steps in a day than me. So I'll go for a walk, my government prescribed walk, and then I see people jogging with face masks and gloves on. I get a bit scared because it feels like a horror film. Come back, minor panic attack, and then we start on the cans at 5 o'clock. And then it's just cans, a little bit of boxed wine.
Hold on a minute. You've gone for a five-hour walk.
Ah! Yeah. Well, no, I'm doing a podcast in the afternoon.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. And then it's come home after that. That's when I go on my walk at about five. And then I come home and I'm onto the cans and the boxed wine. Yeah.
Box of wine.
Yeah, it's 3 liters.
Like a Ribena carton with wine.
Kinda. It's like 3 liters of wine in a box for 14 quid, but it lasts 6 weeks once you've opened it.
I'm trying to make.
I could kid with a new toy.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it on purpose. I'm literally trying to make it. So hey. We do that. Hang on. Right. I'll show you what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to do this one, but with Joe where I am.
Right.
That's what I was trying to do.
I don't think you can.
Absolutely fucking it up, aren't I?
Yeah, a little bit. But yeah, that's me basically. Just cruise till five, go for a walk, see the collapse of civilization, come home, start drinking. What about everyone else?
See, that is like these other two lads have got kids and stuff.
Mm.
So obviously, we're in the good boat. We don't have to do any of that.
Yeah, it's easy for us.
What I do is the morning, I do like Joe Wicks exercise with the kids. And I spend the rest of... Yeah, I do. And I spend the rest of the day recovering in bed.
Can you start taking drugs again, please, Jay?
That's it. That's me. All day.
Stop it, Jay. It's not even funny.
Do you put a headband on?
Of course.
Manchester answer to Mr. Motivator.
Tight little shorts. You know
I'm
the dance.
I'm not buying Jay's doing that.
What?
How long does it last for?
An hour, I think.
An hour?
Yeah, man. Serious.
Wow, that's too long, isn't it?
I think it's an hour.
On views, you know.
Yeah, there was 800,000 watching when I was doing it this morning.
Fuck. 800,000.
That's where all our views have gone. Yeah. Ross has got a comment that I think we are right with.
Wait.
Apparently my audio's a bit low. I can't. There's no mixer. I'm sorry. If mine's low, I will shout a little. How's that sound?
There's
nothing I can do if my audio's a bit low. Sorry. That might be something keep shouting. I have to try and figure out.
Joe, I think that wasn't the one. Your next Saturday Night Live should be...
Friday Night Live.
Friday Night Live should be a workout tape.
Yes. That's a great shout.
Well, yeah. Do you know what? Maybe I already had that idea before you lot. So.
That's bollocks, Joe.
No, you're just saying that.
I was going to use StreamYard before I seen Steve using it, but, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Ross Murphy's got a comment anyway, which says, how some pissed on video chat would be hilarious. Mm. Right, well, we have a public service announcement for you motherfuckers, because on the other day, 9 p.m, all of us, apart from Jay, because he's not allowed anymore.
I'm not allowed.
Are going to get twisted and we're going to do a pub quiz on air, and I'll ring all these lot up. So we'll do it on here and I'll just phone them up and I'll be like, hey, come on down. And then we'll talk to them for a little bit and then we'll fuck them off.
How about we all act as a different, we act as the quiz master for each different round?
Maybe.
That'd be fun, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Joel just wants to feel like he's in charge.
Jacket, don't you?
Joel just wants to make notes again.
I want to get my PT Barnum top and tails and topper out. Like I've got like an elephant on a string and that.
So that's 9 p.m. Saturday on my channel, the main channel. We'll be doing pub quiz. It's going to be called The Rumdown. I'm going to do about a quarter of a bottle of rum before we start, and then it's just going to go downhill from there.
Do you know what? Why are people asking for you to be drunk on video chat? I can't remember the last time you were sober on a video chat, to be honest.
I did a Patreon one the other night where I wasn't sober, but I've been mainly sober all week.
It's impressive, man. You're doing well.
10 games unbeaten and he hits the drink.
What was I about to say then?
Fuck it out.
Can't remember what the fuck I was going to say now. It was well
top
important.
Starter.
Come on, I hate Steve. When that happens, Steve.
Come on,
now you've
Steve.
Killed the conversation for everyone.
Nice one, yeah, I know, I have. I'm sorry.
Kids crying.
I'm disappointed in myself. Anyway.
It's 13, Steve. Shall we talk a little bit about Igalo's...
Fuck off, Joe.
Yep. Okay.
Talk about fucking football. What the fuck do you think this is? No football happening, Joe. You on about your dick?
There is happening because he's got 400 grand they've offered him or something. 401k.
Right. And I got problems with this because I thought China was getting rid of all their foreign players.
No, yeah, the salary cap not getting rid of all their foreign players seems a bit a bit mental, doesn't it? But they were going to have a salary cap.
Send the buggers back.
Then half a shilling goes. These aren't the ones I wanted, so I'm sending them straight back.
Daniel in the comments here says, it's nice to see you lads taking isolation properly. Like, why are people not?
To be fair, I think back from Lidl.
You know what it is? I reckon we can technically, if we want to, call ourselves media and therefore, what's it called? Like, what's the word? For God's sake.
Nice one, Joe.
What's the word for those people who are allowed to work still? What are they called?
Key workers.
Essential workers.
Essential workers. Because if we called ourselves media, we could be doing essential work and we could still go in the studio and all that if we wanted to.
You get classed as that if you're a journalist or a media worker. You're classed as essential workers.
So I think we could, in theory, be in the studio doing
but I think it's classed as an essential worker if you're like a news reporter, not a knobhead that stands outside the ground talking about football after
that. I think you'll find Joe does the news every morning.
I do a show called The News Every Morning,
I'm still in all the unions.
The fucking news out there.
Do you know what I mean?
Jay's in the union, yeah, exactly. See?
I'm saying.
Students' union, usually, but still.
Yeah, exactly. It's still a union, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Putting together with a knockoff OT Lego.
I'm up for that on a show. Let's do it.
Because we can put it in the comments. Nice logo, by the way. maybe we'll be doing it Saturday.
Ooh, have you took it home with you?
Drinking. Yeah, went and got it yesterday.
Nice.
He's cracked. He's actually cracked.
Why have I cracked?
He's cracked. He's fully cracked. He's going to be doing a pub quiz pissed, doing Lego on a Saturday night. This geezer has cracked.
You're looking at my coping mechanisms and going, Steve's got it made.
Yeah,
I am jealous because I wanted to do Lego with you, but I have figured you are cracked. You've cracked.
I cracked ages ago.
Yeah, a couple of years ago. He cracked before I got here. That's for sure. What about Sancho then, eh? Back to the notebook.
God, no, that's what I was going to say. Remembered it now. Remembered what I was about to say, my very important thing. Okay, here's what I'm going to say. Joe, can we have your verbal permission on air while it's recording that should the Rona get you, I can read your notebook out on air?
It'd be like Michael Scott's diary, wouldn't it?
Detective Michael Scarn.
If there was acid involved, maybe.
One thing, right? I put one of the notes says, I wrote all these notes down, and then at the bottom, like as a little reward to myself, a little review, it says, all killer, no filler. like everything I write is real top-notch gold. Absolute sad bastard.
Please,
so, yeah,
let me read this out.
All killer, no filler.
On his wall, didn't he?
Right, listen, a very serious note. We're trying to get to 1,500 Patreons to keep the fucking party going, all right? We're over 1,000. We want to keep going. If you search Stephen Howson Patreon, that covers everyone at Paddock, and we want to keep the party going. And we want to be still here, actually, by the time the football comes back to be able to cover it for all you guys. So there's Paddock are going to start doing memberships as of maybe next week, I imagine. Mm. What about Joe?
Okay.
Get people excited by saying, I get to read one page of your notes.
Do you know what? Most of it isn't as exciting as you'd think.
All right, good sell. Well done.
Do you keep a diary, Joe?
No, but I should start. That's what I tell you what. I tell you what, this is what we will do. I'll start writing a diary and then we can read that. That is actually good.
We have a comment.
Okay.
From Alex Bagley, who's nicely using his Stretford Paddock jersey there as the as his Fote. Can I have multiple at once? Oh no, you can only do one at a time. Okay. It says, don't want the notebook, need the Amazon basket.
Well, it's all bought now, so good luck finding out good in there.
Okay, how about this one then? I'll let you read that one out.
Yeah, that's probably a bit more problematic. Actually, you know what?
iPhone incognito does, Joe.
Yeah, exactly. And when I do, I put the trilby, I put the glasses on as well, like the little icon man. I dress up as him, and then he'll never let me down that way. I dress up as the incognito boy.
Yeah, I like it.
What's everyone else's quarantine routine looking like then?
So I think Adam's, I think I'm speaking to him today, I think it's like 6 or 7 wanks and 4 naps in, I think.
No, I'm good on the old wank department. I'll save them for a rainy day.
Save them. Building them up. Let them build up, boy.
I want a proper good one at the end of the month. Fireworks. It'll be like Randy Marsh.
I'm waiting till we're allowed to do them outside again.
Yeah.
Joe?
So
they
were never all right, mate.
They were.
There was a park that tweeted or posted on Facebook, and instead of putting walk, they put wank by accident.
So I did see that. The best spots to wank in the Hebrides or whatever it was, Herefordshire.
Yeah, so my plans are about 9 o'clock I wake up, have a little shower, little coffee, do my morning video, do some stuff for Full Time Devils if I'm on Full Time Devils that day. If we're making a video, then we'll have to make that. And then after that, I get in bed or on bed and chill, watch some Netflix. I'll have the laptop open, posting some shit for Full Time Devils as you do. Watch Tiger King or watch... What I've done is WWE Network's the one. Join that 3 month, watching it all from the start. Disney Plus, 3 6 months on O2 if you're interested.
Yes.
Good as well.
What are you, a salesman?
No, mate. I'm telling people freebies. I'm a Gucci.
Listen. Disney Plus is the one.
Yeah.
Are we
as if you've all not got like IPTV, which has just got everything on it. Like, I saw people trying to get a petition going to rerun Phoenix Knights. One, I support that message because I just generally support that message.
I got it on VD.
But two, yeah, on I got it on VD. But for two, it's just on IPTV. All of it there, waiting to watch it. Nothing.
Yeah, need to get involved in that.
So what's the afternoon then? Because that's taking us to the sort of morning, end of the morning. What's after that then, Adam?
Breakfast is usually egg on toast because that's all I can do. So got past that, have a sarnie or something, chilling out, watch a little bit more of a Netflix. I'm still on the laptop at this time, working, remember? Working. Still on the laptop.
Yeah.
Evening, if there's a video to be made, it gets made. If not, we're in for another session of WWE Networks or something like that.
So what are you watching, like?
Joe?
You
I've been self-isolating for 30 years, mate. This has been my life. Unless I come and meet one of you clowns in Manchester to film something or end up in London on some sort of radio station or a show, I sit at home unless I'm at a match. So this is my life. I self-isolate the best, and I like it that way.
Very good. And then in the evenings, then what do you make for dinner? Scratch this. Egg on toast for breakfast.
I can't cook, so that's left to. If the food's left to me, just did somebody say just eat? That's what.
Yeah.
Are they still going?
Oh,
we're the only ones that are still going. We'll all have a job. Amazon and
just
the
a bit, mate.
I haven't had a takeaway in a week.
Does that say pizza with two X's?
Like, fucking tremors and shit.
Yeah. Do they not have it where you are, Steve?
Yeah, but I just haven't had it because I just didn't think it'd be working still. I just assumed it would be off.
Interesting.
Although the missus, I did it over here, the missus saying Domino's is still working. So I don't know if that's a cue for what we're in for later. It's Thursday after all.
What about you then, Jay?
My mind's just proper boring. You know what? I thought I'd take advantage of this time to finally get to know them kids that live in my house.
Are they all right though?
They're all right actually. Yeah. Well, two of them are all right. The other one, I'm not too crazy about. I'm only joking. No. Yeah, they're all right. I'm still in that phase at the minute of actually like enjoying the novelty of being at home and spending time with them, and it's quite fun. And you know, we're doing lots of things, but I can see that enthusiasm waning over the next few days. I can see it getting to the point where I'm doing like Macca's life. I'm in my room on my own. So
door locks,
self-isolating, don't talk to daddy, he's busy. But yeah, at the moment it's all good. It's not, I mean, we're only 4 days in really, aren't we, technically, so it's not been too bad. And I have been out to the shop. I know you shouldn't, but I did keep a safe distance and wear a mask. So
well, you have your pants on your head again, Joe.
Yeah. I had my boxers, I did that little boxer trick. But I felt like a knob because I was the only one in the queue. Like, it was a space out queue. With the boxes on my head and no one else did it. No, with a mask on. But I thought, you know, safety first, so fuck him.
What kind of mask was it? Like a breathing mask? Not like
it was
a Halloween
like
mask?
It was like a gimp mask.
As long as you do the zip up, that works.
Safety, man. I don't, you know what I mean? It's not about a fashion thing. It's about keeping safe and saving lives. So, yeah, that's about it. And obviously doing stuff with you guys and doing a bit for Full Time Devils and... So I'll just keep myself out of trouble. Trying to get into doing a bit more blogging and writing and stuff. I used to love writing, just obviously there's not many games to write about. So I'm having to find different avenues, trying to get back into that. Trying to do constructive stuff with my time other than just, you know, masturbation, which isn't
an option. The success of normally make things up, Jay.
That's true. That's probably why I didn't ever reach the very top of journalism because I didn't make enough shit up. So I'll start doing that.
What you gotta do, mate. You gotta go.
You know what I mean? Or clickbait. You got a proper clickbait, haven't you? Like Marcus Rashford has woken up to some mad news, or United fans won't be happy at this later Paul Pogba story. That sort of stuff. That's how you do it, isn't it?
Oi, lads, it's a slow work day in a lot of journalists' offices around the world, right? So surely there's a story we can start pushing out there and see who bites.
Oh, I like the sound of this.
That, do you know what, though? That could happen, right? We could talk about something now, and you, Macca, could say, I think we should give Igalo a new contract, and someone would run that as a story. We had it on a podcast. We did the Red Mancunian podcast, and I read a story about United. Jose urged not to sign Alderweireld, and it was me and Craig Norwood chatting on the... that was the source off Red Mancunian. And we were just saying, like, oh, he's 30 or whatever age he was. Don't know if that's a good signing. And the Daily Star, admittedly, not that exactly the top level of journalism, but ran this story. And when we scrolled down, it was me and him. talking that was a source. I was like, really? So that wouldn't surprise me if that actually happened. We've got journalists tweeting saying, what stories would you like me to write? Fuck's sake. Do you know what I mean? What do you want me to make up for you? Hey, go on.
I would like you to tell me that the Glazers are fucked off and we're signing Ronaldo back and we've cryogenically reversed Fergie's aging. He's going to be our manager for the next 300 years. Can you write about that happening on Monday?
If you're going to make it up, you may as well make up something really fucking happy and ridiculous.
Did you hear that then? Did you hear that then?
What?
School kid walked past the house. I don't know why school's going on. He's a kid anyway. And he's called someone a fucking dickhead.
Oh, good he's stuff. Getting grounded.
Good lad.
It's like doing the fan cams all over again, isn't it, mate?
Yeah. Feel like I'm in my element now.
What about you, Steve? What are you doing? Oh, yeah, go on then, do that.
Fucking loads of videos I'm doing.
Are you? Well, why in the like evenings,
I'm talking
though?
To accountants like I fucking work there.
Oh, accountants. Ooh. Right.
I talk to my accountant as well.
Mark says, went into my local convenience store wearing a Breaking Bad suit.
Good lad. Okay.
That's what it's about.
I need a hazmat suit.
Convenience store as well. That's
Kieran Wallace
that's
has commented this a few times. What's the best sausage roll you ever had? Ooh. I'm going to be honest and say, I've never had a life-changing sausage roll.
Do you know the ones? What petrol station? And they have like a bakery in the petrol station. And the petrol station's called... No, the bakery in the petrol station. But, it's banging. One of them ones. It's a bit dearer. It's about £3, which is steep for a sausage roll. But
that is a lot.
It's when they're fresh, they're very good.
Mine was the first one from the Greg's drive-thru round there, just because it was so monumental that we had a Greg's drive-thru in Earlham. It was like put us on the map. So my first sausage roll from there felt special.
A drive-thru Greg's was, honestly, it was life-changing. If I was doing like a Manchester News show, which I may or may not do as this fucking drags on.
Yes, you should do.
I absolutely would be talking about that. We're going live to Jay Motti outside the drive-thru Greg's. Is it as mind-blowing and life-changing as we all hope, Jay?
Well, absolutely.
Just making that noise.
That's enough from Jay. I think we've lost Jay.
Just come back, like, yeah, I totally agree, our kid.
I know, man. They've opened more now.
Gloucester Services sausage roll. Yes, there's a service station on the M5 somewhere down at the bottom of there, which has got like pasties and stuff like that, which are absolutely sensational.
I like a good sausage roll. The ones from Marks and Spencer are actually pretty good from there. Like, you must cost £3. Adam. I don't know what you're giving this for.
Yeah, petrol station, you knobhead.
Hey. Yeah, well, Marks and Spencer's used to be a petrol station or something. I don't know.
Hey, we're talking about Lidl and Greggs, and you're coming off with Marks and Spencer's, you posh twat.
Well, I don't even eat sausage anymore, so. I
got
don't know.
A prank on his bed. What do you expect? Quartzy goes, Marks.
Hello, yeah. Go make some notes.
Fucking shit out of that cheese pan all night.
Hey.
Yeah.
Does absolute it actually have cheese in it?
No, I don't know why they're called that, to be honest, but maybe because they've got holes in the leaves like cheese.
A cheese plant, massive one in her house, and as like I think it was like one or two, and I pissed in it.
that story took a turn that I wasn't expecting.
That's nice,
I'm gonna be honest, mate, didn't see that one coming.
No, there was a twist at the end there.
Yeah, there was. Lovely. That's gross.
Also, I'll tell you a story that's possibly get my cousin locked up, but I don't mind. Well, if
you're okay. Because
I still hate him for this. But what we lived in a flat, 13th floor of a flat. Me, my nan, my mom, my dad, yeah.
And I had
that's a bit racist, that Steve.
Wow.
Listen to what you just said.
I love how he's explaining himself.
I know, Steve. You don't have dick. To. Whoa. You don't have to explain yourself.
No, you do. Because these dicks in the comments will be like, bear brief on a Stretford Paddock podcast.
Well, Josh McCall's getting a little bit racist in the comments as well, to be fair. So it's not just you, Steve.
Yeah, that's
with that comment.
Josh.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
And I was about to tell you my story as well.
Go on then, get your cousin sent to prison then.
See your cousin exchange.
So we had two rabbits, me and my little cousin Colette. We're both the same age. We both had a rabbit each. And their hutch was on the balcony, yeah. My cousin.
I can't do this. I can't do this.
You're going to be. I put you on screen on your own, mate. Just one second.
I can't do this. can't do it.
Oh, Macca.
And he dashed him off the balcony.
No! No! What?
I've never forgiven him. He was younger than me. He was like 2-3 years old. But he dashed him off the balcony.
He was murdering rabbits at 3 years old. Or two.
Which prison is he in now?
Yeah, oh, fucking hell, you did my line, you twat.
Sorry, mate.
Oh, Winston Green, probably.
Oh my god.
That's the sign of a psycho, that.
Yeah.
He hasn't killed anyone since, I don't think.
Alright.
Because normally that's how CI Crime Investigation Channel start, isn't they?
Yeah. Well,
we knew he was a bit weird from when he killed fuck out of our dog.
Can I ask a question? Did he open the door, get the rabbits, push the whole hutch off the thing?
No. So he was playing with him, and I think let me ask my mom. I think his explanation was, this is a true story, I think his explanation was, he wants to see if they could fly, but I'm going to double check.
Adam, there with a comment that I think all of us could be rocking.
I chose a bad time to click on it. You wanted a bit of fun on a Thursday afternoon.
Is he ringing his mum to find out how much of a murderer his cousin is?
Remember when the rabbits got chucked off the balcony? Why did he do it? Did he say he wanted to see if they could fly?
Yeah. Why did he do it?
He was only two. See, he's only two.
Oh, right,
I was just telling the story to the lads. All right, see you later.
I love that. That's classic.
She said he's only two. He didn't know any better.
Oh, everyone does that, though, don't they? Like,
yeah. The amount of animals I cut in half when I was two. Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
We got a good comment here.
She didn't skip a breath. She was like, yeah, yeah. It was... One, two,
Sharubak says, tell us about yourselves. Big fan, been following FTD for years. Can't be that big a fan if you don't know about us.
Not much to say, really, is there? Do you know what I mean?
Well, I played for Manchester United up until I was about 22. And then I broke my knee. And then I thought, how can I stay close to the club? And I thought, yeah, let's do this.
And yeah.
That was a lie. You don't have to tell everybody the lies.
Well, this is a good lie, though.
Because some people they're fucking thick, aren't they?
Some people be like, oh, you seen Adam McCullough saying he's played for United?
Out of context. Yeah. Stratford Paddock. The London-based one.
Mm. It always auto-corrects it to that when I'm searching on Twitter and I end up clicking on the wrong thing all the time.
Yeah, you got to add it as a thing.
That's a good point.
Harry Connor nailed it.
I'm going to get a bit comfy.
Did you used to call it the Stratford Paddock?
No. When you went there? It was open for 2 years of me first going.
Right.
And I think we must have used to walk past it because we used to go that side round on the ground before going in.
I always called it a scoreboard. I know it's like that, but when I was a kid. But I used to love it in there because it was the last bit of standing, wasn't it?
It's where the tunnel is now, isn't it? Or where the family stand is next to the tunnel.
Oh, is it not the scoreboard then?
No.
Is it not the scoreboard paddock? Is Stretford Paddock and scoreboard paddock different?
Yes.
Right, I'm getting confused. See, I thought...
Scoreboard paddock was where...
Isn't that in the east stand?
Scoreboard paddock is on the K stand.
Yeah? So yeah. Stretford's in the Stretford end, right?
So Stretford Paddock and scoreboard paddock aren't one and the same.
No, they're not.
Right, I was confused.
Even I knew that, Jay.
I didn't. No, this is what I mean. I just thought it was a different name for it, mate. So come on, this is back in the day.
I believe it was called Stretford End Terrace, which was obviously the.
I barely got myself to the ground.
But where the tunnel is, and I believe, like, do you know where Dean Henderson was stood on Marcus Rashford's debut, where he ran over to.
Yeah.
That is the Stretford Paddock. Because I've had some people like, "What the fuck does that name mean?" It was a part of the ground. It's like having a fan channel called K Stand. Or the Stretford End, kind of, but like the Stretford Paddock. It's just somewhat different, and it is a historical thing. And if you Google Stretford Paddock, I think a lot of it comes up with our YouTube videos now, but when you used to do it, it used to come up with like loads of photographs of the ground. Do you know from where the away fans go in now? There used to be a big sign which said Stretford Paddock that way, Joe pointing you towards the Stretford End, essentially. Mm. like on the sides of the ground, you used to have like arrows going pointing all over the place to which bits of the ground you was. So yeah, that's why we called it. Yeah, and Peter Jackson in the comments, let's get that one on screen. United Road paddock was different as well. Was the United Road paddock on the north stand side near the corner flag?
My podcast name.
Is that where it was?
That one's already taken. Don't take it, you bastards.
I don't know where that was. I wasn't born, I don't think, at that point.
Well, that's not an excuse for not going to the games.
Mate, you've been born for 2,020 years.
That's true. But I had other business to deal with.
That's Mark true.
Says, I had a lot of...
You lot should have a darts match.
How? Oh, we could actually, because...
Yeah, you could, couldn't you? You could
have your own dart.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't tell anybody. We're onto something here.
We haven't got a dartboard. It means going out and communicating with people to get it.
Draw one on the wall.
I've got one. It's like a fun one, though.
Oh, cool.
Like a kiddies one.
Yeah, you throw rabbits at it instead of darts.
Massive fucking...
And the board is just the ground.
Yeah. Board's got razor blades on it.
Yeah, exactly. Here's a question then. This isn't from the comments, but listen. What's your favourite planet, guys? So... Not including Earth, because that's too easy.
I think Earth's overrated, to be honest.
Do you? Okay, interesting.
Earth's over,
you know,
man.
Mars
forget about
is
that.
Where our circadian rhythm lines up with the best, don't you?
Come again?
Isn't that them things, them what? Little bugs that make noise at night?
No. Right. Oh, that's the circadian rhythm is your natural sleep and waking cycle. And they reckon human beings' circadian rhythm actually lines up with the, I think it's 25 or 26 what? Hour days that are on Mars.
Do you know what?
Circadian.
I'm loving that someone will have just joined this now, and that's the first thing they'll have heard.
Is circadian rhythm circadian food. Rhythm. What food did they have?
How about some United trivia? Well, Martin, if it's trivia that you want, Saturday night, 9 o'clock is the place where you need to be tuning in, my friend.
What's circadian rhythm food?
Oh, hang on, hang on. Peter, let's throw this one on. No, it ran the full length of the pitch and was in front of the cantilever stand built for the 66 World Cup. Oh, so it was like north stand lower then, I'm assuming.
Is it we only about United Road paddock now?
Yeah.
That would make sense because that was United Road, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So the north stand lower is United Road paddock. Is that what the crack is?
That would make sense to me because that's
I think
United
all of
Road
the paddocks
in.
Were the lowers, what we would
yeah,
call
yeah,
the
yeah.
now, all the way around. Except Shretford paddock, which was weirdly like in the corner.
Right,
Peter, that's where Shretford Paddock was.
You're right, Macca. You look a bit.
You're right. What's happened to you? You're right.
This circadian rhythm stuff.
Yeah.
You've got to flip your meals around, lads, to take advantage of it. So it's like it says, you've got to have porridge for breakfast. You've got
right,
to have
a lot of bollocks in it, obviously.
You've got to have cold carbs for lunch. Another porridge for dinner.
Yeah,
what the fuck is going on?
What about
a burger and chips is there as well?
Fish and a rice cake.
It says eat your largest meal first.
Ooh,
that's what it says. Cold carbs for lunch.
A rice cake.
And then set a carb curfew.
What's it meant to do?
To take advantage of your body's circadian rhythm.
What planet's it come from?
Steve's arse, apparently.
Uranus.
Hey.
Fish.
So which is the best planet?
What was that from
again? I like Saturn, me. It's big.
Saturn.
It's got rings around it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it got like 17 moons.
I like Pluto because no one loves it anymore.
It's not a planet.
Even a planet. Anymore, what is it now? It's like a...
Nah, but
it's a dwarf planet, mate.
Dwarf planet. That's
nah, but how can you say... How can something be something for 2,000 years or whatever, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And then, oh, isn't you're not a planet anymore. Fuck off.
Because it moves that far fuck away. That
it's been longer a planet than it has been not a planet.
I don't know if
it's 28 until it's 29. What don't you understand? What aren't you getting? Are you fit?
Yeah, exactly. That's pretty much it. I like Venus, nice and hot. So
I'm your Venus.
There you go.
I'm your fire.
I like Mercury, man. Mercury's underrated.
Ooh, Mercury is underrated. It is
way
underrated.
Bit warm. I like it warm.
Right. And
warm.
What?
But there's warm and there's warm.
Yeah, I like it warm.
Yeah.
Right, I am going to wrap it up there, but thank
what?
You.
What? We've not even got started yet. What? He's got his notes. What are you about?
Sure, what? Record
I want to hear more about circadian rhythm.
Oh, man.
Google it. Do you even know which letter to start with?
No, I don't. When Mackie did it, I went to do it and I gave up. I thought, I don't know, what is it, LS or C, what?
Nah, but surely my phone listens to what I say, because as soon as sometimes I think of something and then I go to Google it, as soon as I put the first letter in, it suggests it.
That scares me, that, you know.
It's this 5G, that, I read about that, it today. Tough,
yeah, honestly,
fucking me up.
Do you know what I mean? When you're talking about something and then it pops up on your phone, I don't like it.
Do you use Venus on your
anyway,
head,
we need to go.
All so, the time, thank mate. You see. Guys.
Thank you a lot at home for tuning in. We'll be back at 9 a.m. ish. Well, we won't. We'll be having a team meeting at 9 a.m. But
team meeting. At Mark's is.
Team.
Yeah, sometimes Cameron's on the shitter while we're doing
Marks and Spencer's Cafe.
So make sure to check that out. Go and check out what we're doing over at Showtime Devils as well.
Hold on. When did I move?
I thought Steve was playing away about hours ago.
Right. Thanks for joining us. There's all sorts cocking off. You're not going anywhere.
Cocking off.
See you in a bit. Bye-bye.